Tony
and Terrence, the podcast.
Gonna miss you.
Miss you too, baby. I'm gonna call you when I get there, okay?
No. You call me from the plane, all right?
Cole, tell them the difference.
Love has four letters, and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason.
Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until
you get the draw.
What's up, my people?
What's good,
our people?
We back. We are bike
for another episode of Tony and Terrence, the podcast.
Episode
97.
OMG. So ooh, that means we are
only three episodes away.
More episodes away
from episode 100. Oh my gosh, I remember when we were counting down from episode 80.
Like, I thought it was in the 60s.
Probably so. Knowing us. Who knows? 40 knowing more. Us. Now just three more. Wow.
My God. The weeks
have been flying by. It's about to be 2020, y'all.
It felt like I was a kid forever.
Right.
And now that I'm... Yes. And now that I'm an adult...
Our adult years are just like...
Phew, I am less than 3 years away from 30. I remember being in elementary school and having conversations with my friends like, I wonder what I'm going to look like when I get older, in my 20s, in my 30s, and my God, I am here.
We're here.
But I didn't think I would have a beard. I always pray for a beard, so shout out to God for blessing me with a beard.
Yeah, shout out to
him. Whether it be nappy or... But it's all filled in, though, so don't get the game twisted.
Right. If you didn't have a beard, I don't know if I would like
it. I heard that.
Much.
You're right. I heard that sly comment. You thought I wasn't going to come back to it. I did hear that. But
ooh,
if I
thank
couldn't
you,
have.
Lord.
But you knew me before the beard grew in. So
and you
please,
look real childish.
So, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I wasn't complaining about your.
What? My what? Don't say perm because you did not know me
I
with the perm.
I wasn't talking about your perm. I wasn't even going to say nothing about your perm.
Okay.
See?
So what was you going to say?
The hair on top of your lip.
Boy,
and
please.
Let's get into
I helped
the...
yours grow.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so now you want to deny it. Now you want to deny it on air?
Mind you, we never have these conversations until it's time to record. So she always wanted to put me on blast when it's recording.
But don't be playing. Don't play.
But you knew.
You know.
You knew.
I knew what?
You knew what you was dealing with. I don't know where I was going
right.
With that. But the point is that you knew me before the beard.
I'm glad you have one now.
But you weren't saying that then.
But now I'm glad you have one. It just became, you know, once you grew your beard, that's when I knew I wanted a man with a beard. So if you couldn't grow a beard, I'd probably leave you.
That's a lie. That is a lie. We wouldn't have made it out of college. We wouldn't have made it past Marlboro. Because that's when it was starting to... It was a little patchy. It wasn't patchy. I just couldn't get it to connect with the goatee part of it. But, I mean, if you want to give yourself credit that you helped me grow this beard. But anyway.
No, I said mustache.
What mustache? I've been had this.
Oh, yeah, your beard. Don't.
I've been had this mustache.
No,
I had this mustache in high school.
You've told me I helped you grow your beard.
Go ahead and tell them how you helped.
Sitting on. Okay.
This is a family show. I got to say this almost every episode with you.
Well, you're the one who asked me the question. I was just answering it.
There's no scientific proof that a woman can...
Oh, okay, well, you've said it to me before, so I'm sticking with it.
It was a joke. And
it's for real.
You can't run with
it's
that.
It's for real.
How do you know it's for real?
I just know.
I feel like I'm the only...
Because this Yanni got power.
And on that note, we're going to talk about our weekend recap. I'm not going to comment on that. How was your week and your weekend since the last time they heard from us?
It was cool. I mean, I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm well. That's all I can really say. No point in complaining. I'm good. I'm Gucci. I didn't really do anything. Oh, yeah. We did do something this weekend. We went to the basketball game at Fayetteville State University. The girls were playing against who?
Catawba. I don't know. Catawba.
Catawba.
But it's not Bwa. I don't know why I keep saying Bwa because it's not.
Isn't it BWA though? Catawba?
No. It's WBA. Catawba.
Yeah, WBA, Catawba.
Catawba. But either way, they was the Indians.
Yeah, the Indians.
The Indians.
Our girls, you know, we enjoyed the game, you know, but
after we left, lost. After talking with your, I talked to your goddad in church today, and he said they came back and tied the game up.
Yeah, Naima told me yesterday.
But they was just knocking down three-pointers.
Right. Them Indians was shooting them three-pointers. Like, I don't think they missed one.
The mascot, not.
Oh,
not
yeah, the, not the act.
That's their mascot.
They did. They didn't miss. They hardly missed a free throw. They hardly missed any three-pointers. They was just sinking them in. But shout out to Fayetteville State University. I'm still rooting for you, ladies.
Always, always. Definitely. And shout out to Janae.
Yes, London. Janae.
She was out there.
London.
From what we've seen, she was out there putting in some buckets. Putting I had seen her score 4 points. She had like 3 assists by the time we left because Tony had to go to work. Shout out to Tony. She's starting to understand the lingo, in basketball.
I'm not dumb.
I never said you were. It's just a lot of women that don't, even some men that don't pick up on the game. They don't understand the lingo. And I had mentioned that they need to get out of their 2-3 zone. And she was like, I know what that is. That means they just standing around and waiting to the, and I was like, okay. And
I used context clues.
And I was like, they need to go man to man. And she was like, that's when they following everybody. And I was like, look at her. We had a good time. We were yelling. The only ones.
Right. That was like, okay. I hate how nobody really shows up for the girls' games. Like, it's always been that way.
Always.
Unless there's a guy game coming right after, then the end of the girls' game will get packed. But that's just because there's a guy game coming next. But, like, come on now. Like, support the ladies. They definitely need it. And it was just too quiet in that gym.
It was so quiet. You guys know how when the opposing team is shooting free throws, you're supposed to make the most noise to help them. It was quiet. You could hear a dime drop on the second floor of the Capo building.
And me and Terrence, we were so loud, I almost thought we were doing something wrong.
And like, everyone was just looking at us, like,
what are they doing?
Everyone was just looking at us.
What we're supposed to?
I was like, what in the heck? One thing that I did forget to mention, happy birthday, belated birthday to Shamika. We definitely went and chilled with her on her birthday.
Shout out to you. I finally got to meet Terrence's high school best friend that lives right across the street from us for the very first time after all these years. Yeah, I just threw you under the bus.
Okay. I knew that was coming. I didn't know how to really respond to it. It was never my intentions to keep you away from her or anything like that, but everything happens for a reason. And we had a really good time.
We were turnt on Friday. Was that Friday?
That was Friday.
Yeah, we had a great time. Shout out to you, Shamika. That's my friend too now.
Okay.
I mean, she your bestie.
Yeah.
Your friends always love me. Ain't that right?
Always. That's a whole different discussion that I'm not going to get into.
Thank you.
Because
there's so many factors as to why, and my friends do like you. They just knew you.
They knew the old me.
They knew the old you too, so they had to get adjusted to the new you, and they like you.
I should be loved by now, because I am not the same person that I was in school. And to Antonia's friends that listen to the podcast, I will give a big, sincere apology for how the way that I've acted towards you all.
Right.
I don't know why I was like that in college.
He was like the hole in your rear end. Booty hole.
Yeah. I got that a lot. Yes. And it wasn't until they turned up with me that it was like, oh, you're not so bad. But we are going into a rabbit hole. And I just want to say, Tony's friends, love me. Love me like my friends love Tony. Because they love her. But anywho.
My friends do.
Miracle does.
Who are my other friends?
That's it. All right. So, yes, I'm 100%. I have all. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. So we're gonna keep it going. Church was good. And now it is time to get into the cultural topics. Would you like to start off first?
Go ahead.
It's tea time, darling. So last Tuesday, it happened after we recorded the episode, but a substitute teacher, Tiffany Langford, was fired and charged with assault after she was caught on video launching a brutal attack on a 15-year-old special needs student. One video appears to show the student swiping at the teacher first, but the student, who goes by Savannah, excuse me about that, she said that she was trying to get her out of her circle, out of her space, and the teacher went off. But of course, there's always a story before the video. And lately, there has been a lot of, well, we had just seen another video of a teacher and a student getting into altercations, but this was taken a little too far by the substitute teacher. The girl ended up missing a few days of school. She had got a concussion, really bad concussion. Dang. She was already suffering from seizures, and she couldn't leave her room. She couldn't go out into light for a few days.
Was the substitute teacher our age?
She looked like she in her 30s. And Savannah, she has said that she is now afraid to go back to school. They set the substitute teacher's bond at just $10,000. And I'm sure the parents will be seeking more damages because now she has to go to a neurologist to figure out if there's anything else wrong. The video, it was very disturbing. I don't know why it had to go that far. According to Facebook News, which you cannot take it and run with it, it was stated that the girl said the N-word to her and she snapped. How true or false that is, I did not see that in none of the headlines or the articles that I've read. But I don't understand what could possibly make any teacher go off like that. And I'm just hoping for a speedy recovery for Miss Samantha. And Lord, you, Miss Tiffany, you don't need to be working in no kind of education system like that if your patience is that thin. But yes.
Right. But I still want to know the whole story.
I do too. I really hope it wasn't the N-word. I really hope it wasn't.
Right, because kids these days, they be trying you. I'm not trying to, excuse what she did. But kids these days, you got to have patience and beyond. Like, you can't just have regular patience. It got to be out of this world.
True. And then for her to do that to a special needs student, that's what I just didn't understand. But we're going to move on to the next topic that I have down. If you haven't been keeping up with Summer Walker and everything she has and currently has been going through, she recently canceled her 30-day tour due to her having really bad social anxiety.
And people have been coming for her. Like, come on, y'all. I saw Jasmine Tyson tweet this the other day. Like, people are, basically jumping down Summer Walker's throat for being human. Like, there are people out there with anxiety, people, social anxiety. And, yeah, maybe her profession does, make her have to be around people. But that doesn't make it any easy. I mean, like, she can still have the issue. She just has to figure out how to work through it. And if she can't, then, just be behind the scenes. And she doesn't seem like the person that wants all her business out like that anyway.
Right.
But people are just, like, ruthless. Like, you can't be human in that industry. You can't make any mistakes. And that's not even a mistake. She's just human, like I was saying. It's
very...
Leave her alone.
Right. And all of this stemmed from a young lady. She went on Instagram and she basically blew her up talking about she didn't even want to hug me. She didn't even want to be nowhere near me. And
that doesn't... And just because someone is famous doesn't mean they have to be friendly. Like, no.
Totally. Yes. And they don't have to be. And I 100% get it. And she's also been catching flack because of how, she's been having these tours, the few dates that she's been to already, and she just stands there. So that adds to the fans' anger that she also doesn't want to seem like she wants to be there. And then on top of having a meet and greet, she doesn't really want to talk to the people. But I get it. I understand.
I get it too.
She went
But maybe
on,
she just needs some way to work through it to possibly be a little bit more engaging. But if she can't do it, you can't fault her for it.
Yep. And she took to Instagram to explain why she was canceling the tour. She stated, I'm not going to be able to finish this tour because it doesn't really coexist with my social anxiety and my introverted personality. I am a person. I have feelings. I get tired. I get sad. And it's just a lot. She also added, I want to give you all what I can, so I'm going to keep making music and I might do a few shows, but I can't finish. And this, she said she will only do 9 out of the, well, I had stated 30, but she will only do 9 out of the original 29 dates. And the final dates are to Boston, Chicago, Philly, New York City, and Atlanta. We just hope that you get better and you find a way to cope with this fame that you do have, because now you do have a following. But just hoping for the best for Summer Walker. I never really listened to her like that.
I like her music. I like her sound.
Okay.
Definitely like that. But I mean, hey, like I said, she human.
She is, definitely. What you got over there?
Disney Plus. It dropped last week, right?
It dropped on November 12th.
November 12th. Okay. So yeah, Disney Plus dropped on November 12th and the world has gone crazy. The world was pretty much going crazy when they said it was going to be put out. Mm-hmm. So we mentioned that we celebrated Terrence's best friend's birthday on Friday. And it was so funny because she already has Disney Plus and she was trying to convince us that it wasn't all that. So So she signed in and we're scrolling through trying to see, you know, what all is on there. And me and Terrence just like, oh my God, The Color of Friendship, Bingo. Double Team.
Bingo.
Like, it was just so much. And then we were like, Shamika, did you really think that you were going to convince us that this wasn't going to be all that? Now, I can say that if Disney doesn't add any more shows, you know, in the future, then maybe it won't be all that because I'm going to get tired of watching the same things. But right now, we're hype about it.
Definitely, and I cannot wait.
I can't wait to watch those Disney original movies that I haven't seen in years, literally years. What are some of your top, your top three movies that you want to watch? Disney Channel originals.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, Double Team. Mm-hmm. Smart House, that was on there. And I guess The Luck of the Irish, but I'm still open to anything else.
Right.
But those are the three that I seen that I was like, ooh, I have to watch that.
My top three are Color of Friendship, Double Team, and Gotta Kick It Up.
That too.
Those are my three. I can't wait to watch those.
I remember Gotta Kick It Up, but I don't remember it.
Si se puede. I think I'm saying that right.
Si se puede. Ain't that what Dora say?
No.
Si se puede?
Yeah.
Si se puede. What that mean? Lord, we culture vultures.
We can do it, is it?
Si se puede. That sound like, yes, we can do it. Si se puede.
Yeah, yes, we can.
I don't know.
We're going to look it up.
Please don't shoot us down. For all the people who do know how to speak Spanish and listen to this podcast.
In other news, Tory Lanez, she told me put some Tory Lanez on and I played it.
Sorry, me, but yes.
Tory Lanez dropped a project titled Chicks Tape 5. Is this a mixtape album?
Yes, mixtape album, mixtape.
Okay. So, yeah, he dropped this project last week and it consists of a lot of really dope samples, y'all, from some R&B and hip-hop classics.
Definitely.
Such as Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Luda. Ashanti, Fabolous, Jagged Edge, Jermaine Dupri, and the list goes on. Now, Terrence, well, no, he didn't put me on to it, but he did. No, you didn't put me on.
I can't
on.
Get my credit for this?
No, because I heard about it before you told me
you
about it.
You heard about it, but you wasn't about to listen to it until I had to convince you to.
No, come I was going to listen to it. This. No, it's not you. It was this girl at work. She was like, I came into work. She was like, have you listened to Tory Lanez's new album? And she was telling me about it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to listen when I get home. And then you just happened to bring it up when I got home. So no, I can't give you this one.
That's crazy.
But thank you for your Spotify login.
And that's about to be taken away too. Changing the password.
No, you're not.
Okay. Watch out, God move. But the point is the one thing
that's not God. That's not God. Don't be putting his name.
You're right. My apologies, guy. But the one thing that I enjoyed about the mixtape was that the people that he sampled from, he put them on the track.
Right. Yeah, that was
and
real
I
dope.
I love that. And it was basically like an I'm Sprung remix. T-Pain on the track as well. Mm-hmm. It started off the way I liked. I love the way he sampled the first song with Jagged Edge and Domain Dupree. Just how he got the beat started. I really enjoyed the skits on there too. And it felt like so much nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because you was hearing songs that you ain't heard in such a long time. And then you had Ludacris rapping.
Right, it was dope to hear Luda again.
Right.
It was.
Let's definitely hear more from you, Ludacris. But
did you know that John Legend, moving on. Did you know that John Legend was named the sexiest man alive?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't really fancy John Legend. He's a nice looking guy, but as far as sexiest man alive, I don't know. Last year, though, my man Idris.
Your what?
My man Idris Elba. My man, you think I'm going to change it?
That's crazy.
My man Idris Elba held this well-deserved title. So John Legend tweeted saying,
"You calling him ugly?
No, I'm not.
Well, deserved.
I mean, Idris Elba, he just chocolate. You know what I'm saying.
I don't.
So John Legend tweeted, 1995. It's two pictures. It's a picture of Idris Elba currently, and then John Legend back in 1995." He says, 1995 John would be very perplexed to be following 2010 Idris Elba as sexiest man alive. Hell, 2019 John is about as equally perplexed, but thank you, people, for finding me sexy. I'll take it. So
you knew he was going to be that.
Right, because didn't you get interviewed?
I'm sure he knew that he was going to be called sexiest man alive. You not taking no photo shoot and not being, okay.
So Christine Teigen, she retweets this saying, yeah, but let's see an Idris Elba pic from 1995, probably still very hot. So Idris Elba took on the challenge and he posted him a picture from 1995-ish. She tweeted again, retweeted Idris Elba's 1995 pic saying, sorry, John Legend, I tried. Whoo, this man. God really did his thing with him. Thank you, Lord. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm just going to move on. I'm not going to say too much after that.
You can't be mad. We all got our celebrity crushes. You got yours.
But you don't hear me gawking over them.
Yes, I do.
Who?
I'll figure it out.
All right. And so in other news, that wraps up.
Wait. Before we go, I want to talk about, well, not really talk about, but we all know what's going on with Omarion's ex, April Jones and Lil Fizz. I just want to get your opinion. Do you feel like Lil Fizz and April Jones are wrong for dating each other?
Absolutely.
And why? Why is it wrong, though?
I mean, that's kind of like, it's kind of the bro code, but at the end of the day, you can't do anything about it because people are going to make their own decisions. For April to just... For April and Fizz to, you know, start dating each other after the history that April has with Omarion and Fizz has with Omarion. It's just like, how do you even muster up feelings for each other like
were
that?
Were Fizz and Omarion friends? Do you know?
Friends or not, it's just they were still intertwined together for years. I think they were friends. They had to have been some kind of...
But we don't know.
Yes and no. But at the end of the day, it's... I wouldn't... That's basically saying... Let me see. How can I put this? I wouldn't date my band member's baby mother. I just couldn't do it. A former whatever. But I couldn't do it
but
personally.
You're still not giving me good enough reason as to why it's wrong.
I mean, it might not be wrong.
Like, why is the world just like, I guess, like you said, because they were bandmates?
Because it's just, it's
but
because they were so close.
But what one man can't or won't do for you, another man will.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
To say that's actually the person she was supposed to be with?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just,
I think we put standards on so many things. And I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay.
Now, if they were friends, yeah. But if they just was like working, you know, in the band together, that's just basically a coworker, you know?
So you wouldn't feel no kind of way if your band member started dating your baby father or the father of your children.
Well, they're not in the band together no more.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, y'all just got off tour.
But they don't have to be around each other.
Okay. We're gonna have to agree to disagree on this one. I wouldn't do it, and I just think it's like, ugh, why even toe that line? Why even, I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Well, we about to take a quick break, y'all, and we'll be right back.
Hey.
And we're back. This week, guys, we are talking about pride. Pride in relationships, the kind of pride that can kill relationships, ruin relationships. We're going to discuss...
D.
Oh, Terrence Spelling. Hold on.
E.
Pride.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss some signs of pride and ways to overcome it. And like I said, pride can ruin, destroy, totally eliminate a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can be a total killer, y'all. It really can.
It sure can.
So, we're going to give you some signs. Terrence, do you have some signs or do I got all that?
I think it's still worded the same way when we did our research. You have signs and I have five ways your pride is damaging your relationship.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it intertwines. So, I do have more.
Okay, cool. One sign, and this is like, really. First, let me just say, sometimes people don't notice that they have pride. They don't even recognize it. Because it seems normal to them, the way that they're behaving.
Mm-hmm.
So sign number one. One way that you might know that you are prideful is you are always right. Or maybe I should say you think you are always right. I see this a lot on social media, like when people have debates and stuff, not even just in relationships. Because there are just some prideful people out there who aren't even in relationships. But you don't care to hear anyone else's opinions. Like when people are having like little, like if somebody posts their opinion about something. And then another person posts, you know, maybe an opinion that differs from them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they get all like, you know, they don't like it. They don't like hearing differing opinions. That's right. A sign of pride. You don't care to hear anyone else's opinion about something unless it corresponds with your own. And same thing in relationships. We all have a little bit of pride in us.
Correct.
We all do. Another sign of pride is you refuse to apologize. Instead of apologizing, you look for ways to justify your actions. We come up with all these excuses as to why we did what we did or said what we said. And we don't ever say, you know, I'm sorry or I apologize for it. We just think because we said why we did it, that's good enough.
And sometimes with the refusal of an apology, they don't want to understand why they are apologizing to that person. And that is also dangerous because you are not only do you not want to apologize, is that you are failing to put your feet in their shoes to understand why they may need this apology. And so when they don't get the apology that they need, that really, you know, damages their self or, you know, personality or anything like that. And an apology can go a long way, but when you don't get it, it's like you feel incomplete, you know? And it's just like, dog, so how do I move on from this? But yes, pride, that's definitely a sign of pride damaging your relationship. Do you mind if I can take the next one?
Go ahead.
We seem to be on the same page. You can never be told about yourself.
Yep, that was my... You was cheating.
That's what I'm saying. We must be on the same page. Those people are tough to be around. because you see things about them and you want to try to address it, but they don't take it the way that you expected, and you know that could lead to a future arguments or future just silence.
It can lead to arguments right there in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
When you just say, I think you, but also, no, that's a whole nother topic. I'm not even going to say it.
Okay.
Never mind.
I mean.
I was going to jump down a rabbit hole. Never mind.
Okay.
But, yeah, for mm-hmm. that, you don't like to be told about yourself. This also goes back to wanting to be right. When you hear something bad about yourself, you become defensive. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to be told something about yourself because you're like, you don't want to feel wrong. When I hear, this kind of applies to me. I don't like to be told about myself. I'm getting better at it. But I don't like to hear, who likes to hear that, though? That's why I said I think all of us has a little bit of pride in us. Because, I mean, who likes to hear something bad about themselves? Do you?
Initially, no.
Right.
But if I know it's going to improve something, I have to take that criticism.
Right. So I guess, is there a second part to this?
Spit out the bone.
So, okay, we all don't like to hear bad things about ourselves, but I guess it's how you receive it is what makes you a prideful person.
And how they come off to tell you that. I mean, how they're coming off and telling you about yourself. Are they coming at it in a way of putting you down, mm-hmm. or is it in a way of lifting you up? And that's
what I was going to say, because I thought I was going to jump down the rabbit hole. Also, the way that it's delivered, you know, it plays a part in it too. But it's also, you know, as far as ourselves, I mean, I guess being self-aware just is mm-hmm. just number one here. When
we always got to be open to hearing.
Right.
Especially if we want to improve on something.
When I was doing my research for this topic, a person that came to my mind, it's actually somebody off TV, Lady May off of Greenleaf. Now, that lady, she got some pride. She does not like to hear anything bad about herself, and she automatically becomes defensive every time. You remember that episode when Charity was in therapy with Ayanla uh-huh. Vinzant, and they had a meeting the next morning with the family, and Charity was telling her mom, Lady May, why she felt the way she felt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Lady May got all defensive, yep. and all that. That's what pride is. If you don't watch Greenleaf, check it out. It's a great show. But, you know, prideful people, we don't like to hear things about ourselves, and we don't receive it well. We become defensive. We become angry and we lash out. Really, you tell us something bad about us, we're going to say something just as bad or worse about you.
Mm-hmm. And then that's where all of the issues come into play.
Another sign of pride would be you don't know how to put others first. You're selfish. I think selfish and pride kind of go hand in hand, wouldn't mm-hmm. you say?
Yep.
If it doesn't benefit you in a way where it'll, you know, the light is shining down on you or you don't get praised for it, you don't want anything to do with it. Even if it means putting the light shining on somebody else getting the praise for it. Uh-uh. You don't want that. Mm. I know some people like that.
Me too. Yeah, you really hit it on the nose with that one. Pride is a quote. Pride is concerned with who is right. Humility is concerned with what is right. And I will go into this next point. Can pride be healthy in a relationship?
That was a good quote. Pride is concerned with who is right. That brought me back to some arguments that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence and I, we're not prideful, but we have our prideful moments. We're not prideful 24/7, like never humble, never, you know, always boasting and bragging. We're never that. But when it comes to like arguments and stuff, oh, buddy, man, it's like a never ending debate with, you know, who's going to get their point across to the other person, who's going to apologize first,
yeah.
who's going to be the one to, you know, be the bigger person. And that's not healthy, guys. We acknowledge it. We know it. And we've gotten better. We have our hiccups now every now and then. But yeah, it's a killer, because in those moments when we're acting that way, I feel like our relationship is just sinking. That's why they say pride is a killer in relationships, because those moments are not happy moments. They're really like sad.
And it's like it's like hitting a brick wall.
Right. Just, it definitely
hitting,
is.
Hitting a brick wall and talking to a brick wall.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know, brick walls just don't talk back. But right. it gets that way. But we have to be present in our mind and be mindful that, okay, stop and think about what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're not saying, and give them what they need or try to understand where they're coming from.
Right.
So back to the, can pride be healthy in a relationship? It's possible if done correctly. Pride will help you set healthy limits. And what I mean by that, as I turn the page, it'll help you to be able to say no if your partner's behavior or actions don't suit you anymore. In a relationship, you can't always swallow your discontent and your disappointment. So that's where the healthiness comes in as far as pride. And the article basically said pride in love is what all of that meant. So an example of pride in love is means when a when you both are going out and someone pays for the meal one time and they expect the other person to pay for the meal next time. And it just becomes a constant back and forth thing. And, you know, and the guy who wrote the article basically said that a lot of that came from women. So have you ever felt that way? Like, you know, you pay for the meal one time and you automatically expected me to pay for the meal the next time?
I expect you to pay all the meal the time.
All the time. Okay. Yes. All the time.
If we're being honest.
Right. But sometimes, like, but as far as it being healthy, we all go through things where our partner does stuff that we just do not like. That's where our pride has to step in and say, hey, that's not cool. Or,
I was about to say, is it not cool that I expect you to,
I don't know, you
pay for the meal all the time? Which you don't all the time. I pay for it like every blue moon.
I never said you didn't.
I'm joking.
I'm like, wait, am I on trial?
I'm joking.
We gonna eat regardless. So yeah. Whoever pay, I mean, we gonna eat. But the point is, sometimes your pride has to step in and, you know, you should be able to tell your partner that you don't like something or your partner disappointed you in something like that. So that's where it can be healthy in you setting those limits. Oh. Like, for example, what was that you kept saying Friday? Nothing I smoke or something like
nothing
that.
Nothing I said. Nothing I try. Okay. Done.
But an example of that would be me standing up and be like, Tony, I don't like that.
And I didn't stop.
And she didn't, because Tony is her own person.
Right.
But that's just an example.
I get it. Because, I mean, I think I get it now, because at first I was confused. So what you're basically saying is, just because it's your partner doesn't mean you always have to like it. Like, you can step in and say when you don't like something.
Right. That's when your pride can come in in a healthy way.
Okay. I get it.
You know, you don't always have to be like, okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I felt a little type of way when you was like, I don't like that. I'm like, okay. Close your ears then. But does that mean that the partner has to stop doing it, though?
No, it's just that's how you should be able to express that to your partner. Now, whether that changes or not, that's up to the partner that you express that to. And hopefully that partner will take into consideration, okay, well, he doesn't like it. I won't say it around him, but I'll still say it, or I'll still repeat it, or anything like that. So that's what that means. So that's how it could be healthy in a relationship.
Okay. I didn't think pride could be a healthy thing. Honestly, I didn't. Another sign of pride would be, one person really came to mind, but of course I ain't going to put them on blast. You constantly talk about how humble you are. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I see that a lot on Facebook. Like, I'm humble. Y'all need to be humble like me, or this, this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, I see that a lot on Facebook. And I mean, if you got to constantly tell people that you're humble, 9 times out of 10, you're not.
Right.
You're just not. Humble is an action word.
Mm-hmm. It's not, it speaks for itself.
Yeah. It, you know, you don't have to constantly say it. You show it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in your personality. It's in, you know, your demeanor and how you deal with things and how you do things and how you act whenever you accomplish something. Are you boasting? Are you bragging? Are you always talking about yourself? Are you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely speaks for itself. Did you know that being prideful is a sin, actually?
Yeah, one of the seven deadliest sins. Right. One of them is pride.
Yes. Proverbs 16 and 18. No, I'm not taking you to church, but read it. Definitely read it.
Someone probably need it.
Yeah, I gave them the verse. Now it's up to them. It said that pride, like you said, is the root of all evil. In that Proverbs 16 and 18, it does talk about how pride comes before destruction. Mm-hmm. And man, that is so true. We can be so prideful, y'all. I've witnessed this because I have, like I said, I have some pride about me, and not just in my relationship. It's just like, for me, my main thing is not wanting to ask for help because I don't want anybody to look at me in a way of being needy, I guess. I want people to know, like, think I got it. You know, I always got it. I'm always on the up and up. I'm good all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that is pride. It was a few years ago. I was in college and I needed help with something. And it was getting to the point where it was about to get bad. Like, the destruction was coming. And my co-pastor, she was like, Tony, you got to let go of that pride. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, how is that pride? Like, but, you know, I get it. I get it now. I definitely get it. Now, like I was saying, there's some types of pride, you know, outside of relationships that could also, you know, trickle into relationships. But for those of you who aren't in relationships, there's some people who are just prideful, period.
Mm-hmm.
You got those that hold themselves to such high regards. They boast and they brag about their accomplishments, their looks, their possessions. I got this much money. I got this house. I got this car. And, you know, they aren't interested in what you got. They're not interested in anything you've accomplished, anything you've achieved. They think they're superior to everybody. They're arrogant, and they most likely don't have any friends. And if they do, they probably hate them and talk about them behind their back.
Ooh, I hope I don't have people like that in my corner. Pride.
Are you prideful? Are you arrogant?
Not me. Pride can stop a blessing dead in its tracks.
Heck yeah.
We feel we are so much better than X, Y, and Z because in the past we had better. And going to something lesser would be an insult to us. And an example of that is, of course, you can be too prideful as far as you lose out on jobs. You lose out on friendships. Even something as simple as texting. Well, I text them last. They need to text me if they want to hear from me again. And, you know, that's really dangerous. That's really dangerous. And I remember working before I got my promotion. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I absolutely cannot. I can't. I don't want to. So I put that 2 weeks of notice in, and then I would just started realizing all of the things that I was just so prideful to continue to work that job when I knew I didn't have anything else. And so eventually, guess what I had to do? I had an egg on my face. I had to put that pride to a side and resend the 2 week notice. Do you know how I felt after that? But it's hard, but at the end of the day, putting that pride to a side can lead to a wealth of blessings. So now I'm in a whole different department, better
environment.
Teammates. Yeah, better environment. I was about to start going ham. But yes, and that's just really what it is. And I remember also when I was going through my little spell in 2017, I almost quit my hospital job because I was like, I am not, absolutely not going to do this job. I am not about to be pushing people over onto a cart and I pushed them around. I can't do this. And I stated in the previous episode, Fall Forward, it was just like I was working a $15 an hour job and then going from that to $9.05 or $9.06 an hour. And it's just like, I can do better. I know I'm better than this. But when I worked that job, I gained so much from it, and it helped me appreciate it. And that was me putting that pride to a side and trying to find that silver lining that I was mentioning in the previous episode.
But is it wrong to feel like you deserve better than something, though?
It's not wrong, but if you don't have that better, if that better is not coming anytime soon, you can't be too picky. I mean, someone was generous enough, or someone saw something in you to hire you for that exact moment. Of course, you know better is coming, but in that moment, you have to put that pride aside and do what you have to do.
I don't know if I totally agree with that. But okay. Hey.
So why don't you agree?
Because like some places, like if you're not happy, I don't feel like, I ain't gonna work nowhere I ain't happy.
Right.
Like my happiness matters. Like, because if I'm not happy, I'm not going to perform right either way, you know. But we all have, it's different situations, different strokes, different folks, you know.
You're right. Whatever. Okay. Have you
ever had a conversation with a prideful person?
Yeah.
Let's act out a conversation. Like doesn't have to be an exact conversation. Let's do a skit where one of us is the prideful person and we're just trying to have a general conversation. So I'll be the prideful person, okay, and you try to have a conversation with me. Okay. Like, hey, how's it going or something? Start like that.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Did I tell you about the promotion I just got the other day at the hospital? I'm the head nurse now. Actually, no, I'm the head surgeon.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I always do what's best for me, and I always, you know, do, I'm the best in the department. That's why I got the position.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to ask me about my kids, my family?
How is your family? How is your kids?
Oh, yeah, my family's great. My kids are great. My son actually graduated top of his class at Howard University.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a prideful person, okay, that can be the end because you don't look like you know what else to say.
I didn't know where it was going.
A prideful person always talks about them. They never make it their business to ask about you. You see, I didn't ask you how you were doing. I didn't ask about anything that was going on with you. It was just I.
Okay.
That's a prideful person. And I've had I've had conversations with people like that. Like this friend I used to have, I used to go to her to vent, and then it would just turn around. She would kind of take over the conversation and talk about herself and the things she was going through or things that was going great for her and stuff. And I'm just like, well, dang, I was looking for somebody to vent to. And, you know, and it's hard having a conversation with the person that's like arrogant and full of themselves because, like I said, they're not interested in an actual conversation. They just want you to know about them.
Do you ever put her on blast or that person on blast and say, hey, it's not about you. It's about me right now.
No.
So how do we fix that behavior if we see it in other people? So we just let it fall to the side?
It's not anything we can fix. They have to be self-aware so they can fix it themselves. Like,
but if they were never told about it, how can they be self-aware?
I just don't talk to them no more.
Oh. Okay, I guess that's one way.
Have you ever told a person that they're arrogant or too full of themselves?
I usually don't hang around with that crowd anyway.
Right.
but I've never been in that kind of situation, I guess.
But let's talk about it then. If we were to have a friend that was prideful, you know, arrogant, that always boasted and bragged on themselves and never really was interested in anything anybody else had to say, how would you approach that? How, if you wanted to continue being friends with them, for what? Don't know. But how would you tell them? How do you think you would handle that?
Of course, I'm going to say the politically correct answer, but I wouldn't know how to respond if I was in that position. But I would just be like, boy, what got you all high and mighty to be acting like this? And, you know.
Yeah, knowing us, we'd probably call a person straight out. But yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't, so no, that ain't.
I mean, I've like I said, I've never been in that position, but that's what I would probably say. If we're friends and you're acting like, I'm going to say something,
right,
to get them to understand. It might not be you are arrogant, or you are prideful, all this other stuff. It might not be that direct, but I will help them to get them to understand that, okay, you...
I really do just stop talking to people and just be like, okay.
Yeah.
And it's just to protect myself.
It has to be addressed, especially if you want to continue that friendship with them.
I guess I didn't care to continue.
Right. And as you stated, people have to be self-aware, but a lot of times people have to be told about themselves. But of course, it goes back to sometimes you can't tell people something, or they feel like they can't take that constructive criticism. But a lot of people, all it takes is one time for them to be told something about themselves. Yeah, they'll put up a fight at first, but I guarantee they'll go home and be like, they'll think about that conversation.
Yeah, they'll think about it. Yeah, you're right.
And then they'll move forward. How they move forward after that, that's up to them. But as long as you did your job to put them on notice that this behavior that you're doing isn't working, okay? So you can give them the ultimatum.
True. But,
you know, that's just me. Now, would I respond that way in real time? We will find out. I pray I don't have to, but we'll find out.
Maybe if I encounter a prideful person in the future, I'll tell them about themselves.
Maybe.
Overcoming pride. Now, how do we do that? Like we said, just be self-aware. I think that's number one. That's definitely number one. Hush up and listen sometimes. Be open-minded and don't just say you're humble. Actually be humble. Mm-hmm. That's how I think a person could overcome their pride, you know?
Totally agree.
And also look at those, you know, less fortunate than you. Like, how can you be so prideful and stuff and there's still people out there hungry and without clothes or a roof over their head?
Mm-hmm.
You think you're all high and mighty, but what are you doing for these people? You know?
In a snap of the finger.
It could be taken away from you.
You could be that person.
Exactly. Story could have been written totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Pride can stop blessings in its track. And that's why it's so important to be mindful of who you are. And also be careful with the people that you hang around too, because that energy can definitely be attracted to you and onto you. And then you don't know that you're doing it now until you're being told.
Yep.
So when you're around a whole bunch of prideful people, you'll never know it. It'll take that one person with humility to, you know, really break it down.
Well, that brings us down to the end of this week's episode, guys. Episode 97. We definitely hope you got something out of this. If you're a prideful person, please listen to the signs that we gave you today and also listen to the tips that we shared to overcoming that pride, because you definitely don't want to ruin a great relationship, if it be a romantic relationship, friendship, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to ruin it, you know, because of, you know, pride, because we said it's a killer.
Right.
All right. If you don't follow Tony and Terrence on social media, then what you doing?
Absolutely
nothing.
Be sure
to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, check out our beautiful website, www.tonyandterrence.com, where you can also purchase you a lovely Love Tony and Terrence t-shirt for the low price of $20, because we still got bills to pay. Also, check out Tony and Terrence, the playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. We about to get up out your hair. We hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week. It's your girl, Tony.
And Terrence.
We out.